Like the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire page on Facebook for show updates and more. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So meth, we're on it from South Dakota. You know, it's taken its life of its own on the internet, basically. And I just saw this right now. You cannot be a state around it and make fun of it because you're on meth too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and this is the one I just saw this morning. Meth, we're on it, shows South Dakota. Right below that is Nebraska. It says, we know. Well, we also know that Nebraska's on meth too.
Yeah, we know because we're buying it from you.
Iowa's on meth. Kansas is on meth. Minnesota's probably a little bit on meth. A lot of states are on meth.
North Dakota probably likes their meth.
Right. I'm not sure how big it is on the coast anymore, but it's probably still around.
Missouri
still around kicking ass.
Certainly likes its meth.
So meth is actually, they're trying to attack the problem there, I guess, a little bit. My favorite one was, it said, Nebraska says, we thought we had the worst saying ever, which is, it's not for everyone. And South Dakota says, hold my meth. Meth, we're on it. I hate to pick on them, but it's so funny. It's all around. It's everywhere.
Rural America's choice.
Yeah.
That's its first choice, I think, when it comes to drugs, other than weed.
Have they done the...
Everybody loves weed.
The Bless This Mess TV show. Have they done the meth episode yet? A very special meth episode.
Oh, that's...
Because one of the neighbors is going to be on meth in that area.
Like a holiday special.
I don't watch the show, but that's not because I just don't watch a lot of those kind of sitcoms. But it just the previews to me seems so lame.
It's only because the show's bad.
Yeah.
That's all.
And people are really good people on it, too. I mean, Zach, what's his name? Dax
Shepard.
And the chick is Lake Bell, right?
Bell.
Yeah. And what's his face?
David Koechner's in it.
David Koechner's in it. But all good people, but I'm still not going to watch a stereotypical crap.
Ed Begley might be in it,
too. Yeah, Ed Begley Jr. is in that, yeah. I'm not going to watch it. Is it a fictional town or is it a real town? Because that's even funny when they name something different that's not the actual town.
They're out in the country, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's not one of the metropolitan.
They got to go to some town to get supplies. I bet you they make it up.
Yeah, they probably do. I don't know. Somebody out there probably listening to us watches that crap. You know?
Oh, dear Lord.
What's it say?
Young couple Mike and Rio leave their home in New York to move to a farm in Bucksnort, Nebraska.
Yeah, is there a
Bucksnort? Come on.
No.
I don't know.
Really?
I seriously doubt it.
You can't just call it Smithville or something.
I've lived here for a long time. And, I couldn't even tell you every town in North Dakota. I mean, it surprises me when I hear some. But I guarantee you, Bucksnort, Nebraska does not exist.
A very special meth episode coming up next weekend.
Are you looking it up now? It doesn't exist. The Google entry will say it's a fictional town and it's on a lame TV show.
Fictional town.
Yeah.
God, it just sounds so hazy. Bucksnort.
I watched a show on. I recommend it. Go back and watch if you've ever seen it. It was what was it? What was it called? Damn it! Lake Bellwood might have been in it. She was the actual.
In a Whirl?
No.
Where she's she's the voiceover chick.
No. This was a TV show I watched on Showtime or I think it might have been Showtime a couple years back. It was the one where the guy was, it took place in Pennsylvania, where the Amish were fighting some Amish gangsters were really fighting American Indians. Just the town didn't exist, but it was a great show. It's a kick-ass show. And, but it was funny because they did mention real towns in that show in Pennsylvania, but the town they were actually from, it wasn't a real one. It wasn't Bucksnort, but it was actually the name of the show. Damn, I can't remember what that was called.
Yeah. What about Witness?
Well, that was real. They talked about Lancaster County, Philadelphia. That was all real. But that wasn't a stupid comedy. That was just a drama about real people and real places.
The geography was real.
No, it was fine, yeah. I can't remember the name of that show. Damn it, it's going to bug me. Craig Evans will be here in a little bit. Our buddy Nick Allen, Midweek Nick Allen.
Yeah, check out that movie, In a Whirl, because it's on Audience Network right now if you have DirecTV. Rob Corddry's in it. Lake Bell.
I like Lake Bell. She's very sexy, but I won't watch his show.
And, it's like the main guy, Don LaFontaine, In a Whirl.
It's about him?
Right. It's about the world of voiceover.
It's a documentary.
No.
Oh, okay. It's not. Okay, good.
It's a fictionalized account.
All right.
Banshee.
Yeah, Banshee, Pennsylvania.
It was on Cinemax.
What a great show. And that was Lake Bell, wasn't it? Who was the chick actress? There's a couple of them look exactly alike. at a very hot.
Are you thinking of Ivana Milechevic?
That's it. Ivana Milekovic, whatever the hell her name was. Yeah, yeah. Probably a Ruski. No, she's an American chick. I remember she is. They look very similar. Very similar.
Bosnian American.
Well, yeah, but she's Brit. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, you can still be American.
Yeah,
well,
but Bosnian roots. So
yeah, she might have come over here at a young age.
Yeah, like the Ukrainian hero did yesterday. Yeah, as a toddler.
You mean Melania?
No, no.
Oh. She's my Ukrainian hero.
She's your hero. That's right. And there was some. I was watching a little football last night, and I realized I was watching Ohio and Bowling Green, and I just not Bowling Green.
Boiling Green.
No, it wasn't Boiling Green. It was somebody else. It was
somebody from the MAC.
Yeah.
Who else?
Fighting Frankies. Frank Solich, by the way. You know what? They should never let that guy go wherever he used to coach. The guy's going to break the MAC record.
Is he?
For wins in coaching.
Well, he's been there since what? 06?
This is his 15th year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to break the MAC record for wins.
So 04, 05?
Yeah, he's got a bunch of bowl games and everything. I can't remember where he was, but he was a really good coach. Before somebody let him go. Let him go, and he was like 11-2 or something that year. Or 9-2, I think he was, yeah.
Toledo? Yeah. Were you watching Toledo?
No, that was a game 1-2 last night.
Try to rattle off all the MAC
not
teams.
Not Bowling Green. There's a B team in there. Look it up. Let's help me out, man.
Ohio.
Oh, yeah, it was at the Fighting Frankies played somebody. Yeah.
And
might have been Bowling Green.
Some of the Michigan schools. Yeah. Some of the directional Michigan schools.
No, Ohio played Bowling Green.
Bowling Green, was it. Who won that game?
Ohio, 66-24.
All right. Yeah.
Are they bowl bound? What's the record for the Fighting Frankies this year?
Let's find out. They are 5-6, second in the MAC.
Yeah, they should have been. Yeah, they
got to win their last game against Akron coming up next week.
Yeah. They probably Akron sucks, and kill me for knowing that, but Akron's not any good. All right. Craig Evans.
No, they're not. No. Yeah, so the Fighting Frankies should be
in a bowl game,
they should be bowl eligible.
Maybe they'll take on your team, Todd, Arizona State, in the bowl game.
Well, they got
to
win
bowl game is you have to win six games, by the way.
Arizona State could easily lose to Oregon this weekend and to Arizona the following weekend.
You want to have your head explode sometime because all of us think that playing the game on the field is what actually matters and not people arguing. Watch that ranking show. It was happened to be on when I turned the TV on last night, and it's Herb Street wasn't on campus. He was actually probably at his house in his basement on camera. So four other guys sitting there. Herb Street's on camera and just arguing every little bit. If somebody wins this, if somebody's 0-1, are they 13-1? What do you? I think eye test proves them better. I'm thinking this is not football.
Oh, we just
talked. It's not football.
Hypotheticals.
It's all hypotheticals because there's only going to be four teams. And then somebody mentioned there should be eight, and somebody said, that makes it too easy. No, it doesn't. It makes them play
it
on the.
Really awesome.
No other sport. They're sitting around arguing who they think is better. That's what you do with your buddies. But everybody plays it on the damn field.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no, that show's
it's a brainwash.
How
man.
Long is that show? Because they did it right the first time, because it was in between. It was halftime of a basketball game.
Oh, now they do the whole bit.
Right, it took about 20 minutes, and they wrapped it up pretty quickly, and now that there's not a basketball game, a featured basketball game they could go to. They drag it out an hour and a half.
I bet it's at least a half hour.
Yeah.
I think it comes on at like six.
It's a half hour. It might have been listed as an hour in that bit. I didn't watch the whole thing, but by the time I turned in, they were all just arguing about hypotheticals. And even then, I'm thinking, it seems like this year more than any, somebody's really going to get screwed.
Well, anymore, I look at the print accounts of it, stuff on the internet. Yeah. And they don't tell. There's not a list that just says, here's the top four.
I know.
Well, this could happen. It's the same thing in print.
Yep.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
They give you a list. They actually give you the list last night. They give you up through 22 or 25, it's just crazy how they just argue. I mean, can you imagine an NFL show? Like the Packers and the Vikings don't play each other the rest of the year. You're just going to argue on who deserves to be there.
That would be it.
That would be it. It'd be stupid, man. Play the damn game on the field.
Based on the NFL power poll.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Craig Evans, Petey Mack. Buddy Nick Allen, midweek Nick Allen will be here today. It's a Wednesday. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.